The other day I was talking about riding a bicycle to work, and somehow the conversation turned seamlessly from biking to disability insurance. More adults across this country are biking to work, which is good news for their hearts and their waistlines. But as NPR's Michaeline Duclair reports, it also means more visits to the ER.
Today, Russell Lifson is one of 100 or so bikers in San Francisco speeding down 17th Street on their way to work. But a few years ago, Lifson was literally on the pavement.
I was going through a stop sign by the Hate, and I did the full stop.
And just then, a woman in a car pulled up to the stop sign next to him.
And then I looked at her, and she never really stopped. She pretended she was stopping.
The woman went right through the intersection, and bam, T-boned Lifson, knocked him to the ground.
I'm fine, but she hit me pretty good, like on the left side.
Lifson's injuries were small enough that he didn't have to stay in the hospital, and he was quickly back in the saddle. But Dr. Benjamin Breyer at the University of California, San Francisco, says many cyclists in the city aren't so lucky. Breyer is a urologist, and he often treats bike riders in the emergency room.
I see patients after they've had very significant traumas, so injuries to the genital, to the area where the bicycle seat rests, that area.
Breyer kept seeing these injuries with cyclists, and he wondered if the problem went beyond San Francisco. So he analyzed data from about 100 emergency rooms across the country. And right away, something jumped out at him. Over the past 15 years, hospital admissions due to bike accidents had more than doubled. And the rise was the biggest in middle-aged bikers, those 45 and over.
We saw very distinct patterns that there are just more people riding and getting injured in that age group. It's definitely striking.
Breyer and his colleagues report the findings this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Another recent study found a similar trend with cycling deaths. They're on the rise with people aged 35 and over. Breyer thinks one reason for the surge in accidents is due to what's known as the Lance Armstrong effect.
After Lance Armstrong had all of his success at the Tour de France, a lot more people were riding, and there were a lot more older riders that took up the bicycle for sport.
Which means more men in their 50s and 60s on road bikes riding at high speeds. And that, Breyer says, is a recipe for serious injuries.
But I really do want to emphasize, I think bicycle riding is fantastic. What a great way to get and stay in shape. It's been shown to improve your overall well-being. It's been shown to reduce your overall mortality.
But he says basic safety precautions are essential. Wear a helmet and reflective gear, have lights for night riding, drive defensively. And even then, it may not be enough.
It's not just the basics that will keep you safe.
That's Jason Vargo. He studies urban planning at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says society needs to change the definition of what a road is.
If you ask many people in this country what a road is, they'll say it's a place where cars drive.
But why shouldn't it be a place for cars and bikers to be? Vargo says some cities like Madison, Portland, Oregon, and here in San Francisco are starting to do a better job at this.
By slowing down speeds, adding protected places for cyclists, using different colored paint, more signs.
And more education, so drivers know how to deal with bikers and bikers know the rules of the road. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.